Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
We talk a lot about testimonials and case studies in our business. And one thing that I know is true is that great testimonials sell, but bad testimonials repel. Let's talk about the differences right now so you can create the best testimonials. Your testimonials will drive sales if you follow the following three steps. One, they have to be credible. Is the source relevant? Is it from the same industry of businesses you're trying to attract? And is it trying to solve the same problem? Testimonials on your website need to be aligned with the challenges and the products and services that you're selling. Number two, are they current? Are you using fresh testimonials and are they pervasive in your marketing materials? Are they recent and are they varied? And are they different formats on different types of media, audio, video, written? Are the companies current and still in business? When I was at OpenText, Enron and Exxon were great clients of ours, but pretty soon we couldn't use Enron as a testimonial anymore. Number three, are they compelling? Is the benefit clear? And this third step is the one that most companies and people get wrong. Is the tangible benefit stated? Has the customer said how much money you've saved them or how much money you've made them? Have they shared a percentage increase in profits or decrease in time? Testimonials that only say you were nice to work with or great to have around are client repellent. Testimonials that say you increased their sales by 10% or reduced labor intensity by 5% are client attractive. And finally, is it compelling by being relevant to the product or service that that customer is interested in? If you offer five products and services, and those have five different sell sheets, five different marketing vehicles, and five different web pages, you need to have five different testimonials talking to the benefit specifically of each of those products and services on each of those pieces of marketing. Otherwise, you create confusion. When you create confusion, buyers don't buy.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.